Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, I'm Tom, and I make a podcast where I log in to celebrities' Amazon accounts. It's called...
What a brilliant idea for a pod. There's no original pods out there anymore, but this genuinely is.
Oh, thanks, Ben Bailey-Smith. Anyway, it's called...
This is good, isn't it? It's clever, this podcast. You should do more.
Thanks, Kerry Godleyman. It's called...
This is such a great idea, by the way. What great podcast.
Shappy Corsander, you're too kind. The podcast is called...
It's biographical. You can get all sorts of information out of people. This is a very good idea.
Thank you, Nick Helm. It's called My Mate Bought a Toaster.
I'm going to listen to this podcast.
Thanks, Alex Horn. Can you tell your friends?
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Was it the week before last? We're just sneaking in inside the second week.
Well, look, of course, we've got to. There's no way around it. Elon Musk's.
He's got a good name, isn't he?
Boros.
Was Musk.
Elon Musk.
That's not been called Angelus Lynx.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's right.
Or Barry Oldspice.
Barry Brute.
Barry Brute here.
Well, we got to address Musk. Who's the bloke who...
stinks. Ironically, he stinks.
Isn't it awful when someone... You know, when there's a smell...
I like Branson stinks.
Oh, of course he does. Richard Branson. That's the worst thing about he's going on the space race, Richard Branson.
I know.
But he does stink. Who wants to share a tiny...
He's got to go in that spaceship, right?
A tin
and they're very small, them things. And he famously, I remember when he went in that balloon. Remember that balloon over the Atlantic, right? And I phoned up, what's his name? Piers Lindgren. What his name was, the Swedish fellow, he'd done it, right? And I says, what was it like? Oh, I was expecting him to say, it was so exciting.
Yeah.
He went, I said, it was all right. He says, but Branson stinks. Honestly, I said, what do you smell of? He says, oh, I don't know.
Just a smelly smell.
Like muck, you know, muck, it's not nice. Being in that capsule with
you. This is the problem, isn't it, with the space thing.
One of the problems.
You can see the difficulty. You know, Branson with his PA. I don't understand it, June. I'm offering people the chance to come up.
Into space with me, in this little room.
What's going on? There are people who would kill for that. I mean, how come Bezos and all the rest, and they're queuing up? There's a queue a mile long to come. Well, who's going to tell him?
I'll have to eventually. I'm due to go around there for barbecue.
That's it.
And I'm going to have to say to him, look, you know, if you don't sort yourself out, mate, you're not going to get no one in that rocket because the word is out now that you stink. And you stink, and it's...
You can't open the window, can you?
Well, that's how he gets away with it in real life. He's in the offices of Virgin Offices, right? And he's like, and his PA comes in, she's like, oh, Christ, you know, and she opens the bloody window, right?
Yeah.
You can't do that up in space.
No, of course you can't.
You can't open a porthole and let the stink out because you'll get sucked into space.
Well, what about when he's going, I'm just going to lean over you here and open
the... press the buttons.
The bail doors. Oh, Christ! It's like, Richard...
I've paid how much for this?
Richard, you're staying.
You know, I mean, you've done very well with the technology. Over 20 years has been putting this thing together. But could we go back, please? It's like being on one of them fairground rides where you think, I don't like it. They're never going to stop.
I'm stuck here until they press the button and stop the
bloody thing.
Oh, I know, it's awful. Musk is no better.
No.
I mean, he stinks as well, but, I mean, this is the problem. But his rockets crash as well. I mean, that's the other issue he's got.
Oh, well, that's what he's got. Yeah. But I mean, the thing is about Richard's rockets, so I don't know whether you've
That's what the original name
was, Richard's
Rockets.
And he's got, of course, you know, it's like it goes to Necker Island and all the birds and that. Inside his rocket, he's going, all right, there's a control panel, where's the screen, all that. But just if you go back here, it's all like, you know, roulette tables, birds. They're all on pole dancers, mini bar and all that.
Pool.
You know, so if he won't show you that, will he? He'll show you all the technical stuff.
All the buttons and all. This is how we drive it in space.
Yeah,
and this is what happens when we re-enter and all that.
Yeah, and who's that back there? Is this Linda Lusardi draped herself round the pole?
Yeah. No, never mind that. Don't worry about that.
Never mind that.
Yeah, you don't need to see that.
No, that's not relevant. You know, I'll come up the front there and I'll spend £2 million to
captain,
you know, stick a peg on my nose. But but if I look back there, the fuck is that?
Hold on, that's a swimming pool back there.
Don't worry about that. Is that one of your mates, that bloke who has Pimlico Plumbers lounging by?
Holding a number plate saying Bog One.
Who is that? The bloke who owns Pimlico Plumbers.
Well, he says he's going to get in at the Spice Place.
Fuck off. One of his fans.
Oh, yeah, one of his fans. Says, this is him, though, isn't it? It's what he's like.
This is him.
It is what he's like all over. He's like, anything's possible, right?
So he rings
me up the other day.
What's his name?
I can't remember his name.
Right? Keep talking, I'll find out.
He's got my number. Right, because when he fixed my bog, right?
Because
I only get the best, right?
Oh, I know. They're pricey, but they're very good Pimlico plumbers.
He rings me up, he goes, and I said, yes, Pimlico boss, I can't remember your name.
Phil Limlicker.
Yes, Phil Limlicker. Phil Limlicker. Bog one. Right, he says, I'm entering the space race. I says, all right, go on then.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to bring the ship round, right? So he brings it round in front.
Charlie Mullins.
That's it.
Have a look up Charlie Mullins, Pimlico Plumbers.
First thing.
You're going is, oh, it's Barry Mullen.
First thing, he looks like, what's his name? What's his name?
Stringfellow.
No, he's not actually.
Barry Manilow, isn't it?
No, what's his name? He's had a lot of work done.
He's had some fillers.
Gosh. Who's that comedian from the 80s?
I know. God. Hold on.
Billy Pierce.
Yeah, he looks like him.
He looks like Billy Pierce.
Go on. So Charlie Mullins comes.
I'm in a space, I've got a lot of money. I says, good on you, son. He rings the bell and he's parked his van out the front. He stuck a couple of, like, I don't know, like plates of wood on the side, like wings,
good
right?
God. Oh, well, it's just a plumbing van.
Yeah, it's just a van. It says sink two on the bottom of it, right? And and he's just, on the side, he's drawn like lightning. Yeah. You know, like
Starskin Hatch style, go faster strokes.
And I'm not joking, that is it, right? That is it. The rest of the van is exactly the same. I said, well, how's it going to take off? He says, I don't know. Right, this is the prototype. I don't know nothing about rocket fuel and stuff. I'm a plumber. I says, well, so you are entering a space race, and this is your ship, you don't know how to fly it, and you haven't got the technology. He says, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's why I'm talking to you.
Yeah, and that's why I voted Brexit.
That's why, because the Europeans are blocking me from entering the space race proper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I says, mate, I don't think it's got nothing to do with them. I think it's just, this is a problem. This is a PR stunt, isn't it?
Yeah.
He went, how dare you? He got all the funded.
How dare you?
Brexit's going to save the country.
Yeah.
He said. Yeah. Oh, cross.
Well, they're all at it now because they've seen Sugar do, not Sugar, Branston. Sugar's in on
Sugar's
it.
Sugar's coming.
I'm a captain of industry. I want to build a rocket. He's got one of his fucking T's made. He's gone to me, he's gone, come and have a look at my rocket, right? Oh, I went down to Wembley Market. He's got it there in the car park.
Hell yeah.
Right.
All fenced off with that plastic. That's it. Plastic garden fence.
Come and have a look at my rocket. Right. Branston can go up in my.
I can do it.
And what's more, I don't pen and ink. He's gone. Yeah, right. Anyway, right. He's got this fucking teeth.
Very nice.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Of course he does. Very nice.
Very nice.
He brought out that scent, didn't he?
Sugar scent.
And it smells all of
sugar. It's a sugar inspired whiskey.
Whiskey.
And Old Spice.
Old Spice. Ooh, and it smells of his old toweling rope. Slightly wet.
Oh,
but it's
lovely.
The essence of it was called the essence of Alan. Sugar. Yeah, so anyway, he's shown me this thing. Yeah. He's gone, it's gonna go up. I said, mate, I wouldn't trust that to make you a cup of tea in the morning, let alone go up in space, you know.
Well, so, I mean, like, things of his that have blown up in the past, you know. I remember his teas made I had, you know.
Of course.
Right at the side of my bed, and I'm like, sure enough, 7 o'clock comes, right? Yeah. Beep, 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 three beeps, and it blew up.
I mean, it literally
blew the smithereens, you know. I'm not talking about a little explosion. Is the thing blew to bits.
Well, okay? That's...
I'm not exaggerating. It's not hyperbole.
It's
hyperbole.
No, I had that before, and I bought his. It's just an alarm clock. It don't make no tea, no nothing.
No,
right?
Simple.
And I thought, well, you know, for the money, it was $17.99. I thought, for the money, you'd expect something to be able to wake you up. What happens? I set it for 7:30, right. When I like to get up. 7:30, time for the news. I'm independent rover. It gets to 7:29, and I just peek out one eye. I wonder how this is going to work. 7:30, it goes dick like that, and it's his voice going, fuck you, Wire! Put your toweling robe on like mine and smells nice. Put your Alan Sugar stuff on. I bought a tea's made. It was about £8. I stuck it at 7:30 and I put it on. I thought I'd get up to watch daytime telly. I thought, fucking hell, I can't go wrong. It blew up. It threw up a load of tea on my face. Alan Sugar, you're a fucking disgrace.
Now I want my money back. Will you try getting your money back off Sugar? Have you tried getting your money off Sugar? I'm trying to get my money off. It's just, you got to fill in a form.
Yeah, that's
it. I'm filling a bloody form. Of course, when you send the form in, it's like, nah, the form's wrong.
Oh. Right,
you got to fill in this other form.
Yeah, that's
you're
it.
You're not filling in forms. He knows most people aren't bothering him. I'll write it off, Sugar.
Yeah, that's it.
But his reputation stinks. You know, it stinks. I mean, he doesn't stink, as we know, because he smells quite nice. But his reputation stinks.
Yeah, and the producers would like to take this opportunity that at no point has Alan Sugar ever produced,
an exploding tea's made
to get him up into space that he displayed at Wembley Market.
Yeah, we just had Charlie Mullins in as well.
Just to be absolutely certain that Charlie Mullins is a wonderful captain of British industry who looks nothing like Billy Pearce.
He likes Brexit.
That's up to him. If he wants to slit his own throat, it's up to him. If he wants to use bathroom grade silicone in his face, that's up to him. That's entirely up to him.
And business. Nothing to do with that.
P.S. This is legally constructed. We have to say. Alan Sugar's reputation doesn't stink. It's fragrant.
It smells as nice as his wet robe.
As his wet robe, the scent of sugar. So, which is available at all good outlets this Christmas. Thank you. Just to clear that up.
I think that should clear that up.
I think that should clear this.
We are covered legally.
Hello, I'm Alex Lynch, and this is Out of Character, a podcast about sketch and character comedy.
Oh, you're not a wizard. Did I say I am? I've got a beard.
Oh, yeah, he's right. He does have a beard, actually.
In this show, I chat to writers and performers from the world of sketch and character comedy.
And I sort of couldn't believe what I was seeing. Like, I couldn't believe anything could be that good.
That moment of self-hatred is your rehearsal. That's what... you've been doing it your whole life.
Find out what made them venture into it.
Yeah, I mean, just getting that DVD and then binging through those was just some of the most profound comedy joy of my life.
I'd spent my whole childhood being, I'll be honest, a dick.
Talk about their characters.
And it just made me really want to, like, make her move with her pelvis, basically.
Maybe meet some of their characters.
Because she's actually only got one leg. And that's why she's been hopping.
I don't know what to say. She's quite terrifying.
That is correct.
And generally, just shoot the breeze and, more importantly, have a laugh.
It's all an act, Alex. I'm horrible. I'm an horrible person.
That's so good.
Recorded entirely in the first lockdown.
The most joyous bit of idiocy. and Twitter was full of just people going, that's awful, or that's brilliant.
That's Out of Character, with me, Alex Lynch.
Hello, I'm a spider.
Sounds nuts, which it was.
Coming soon, wherever you get your podcasts.
Was there anything from last week that we wanted to apologise
for?
At no point did... what did we do last week? I can't remember. Anyone listening can't remember.
If anyone can listen can remember, and I'm going to write in and tell
right
us and what we need to apologise for. We're all here.
We would like to say at no point did Television's Kim Woodburn, for example, have a real snake on her head, and she smells lovely.
Lovely. I think we've apologised for it
many times. So, I mean, you wouldn't be interested in going up into space.
I would enter the space race. Mm. I bought something off the internet. I think I could probably work with, you know,
right,
to get me up there.
Yeah.
I mean, the trouble isn't getting up in the air. I mean, that's quite easy.
Oh, yeah.
The trouble is when you go into space, right, itself, like when you go through, break through the Earth's atmosphere in space, gets quite hot there.
That's it.
That's an issue, right? And the stuff that I bought off the internet is plastic. So that, at the moment, it needs modifying.
Is that right? Yeah. I'm no scientist.
No, you know. I'm not either. And that's why I bought a plastic thing. And when I looked up on the internet about getting into space, it said that you probably can't use that.
Right.
Because it'll burn up, right?
That's it.
The other issue that I had thought was possibly a problem, but I hadn't really thought about, was when you go into space itself, you can't breathe up there. Yeah. I haven't really thought that through, because I bought like a drone thing that I thought, well, I'll get up there in that, and then I'll just see what happens when I get up there.
Right.
Apparently, you can't think like that if you're going in space. You've got to be quite detailed, you know.
Well,
you've got to cover a few bases. Like, you've got to have oxygen tanks.
Well, can I ask you about that drone? This is the thing. Have you been buying drones again off?
Yeah.
That strange middle-aged man who just stands around doing drones like a fucking idiot.
You got in the park.
In the park.
Yeah. Who's just got a moustache.
Just annoying.
And shorts and glasses and a shirt on it.
Who
wears dress shoes with shorts.
Who really should have something better to do with his time.
And then when you ask him about his drone, he looks at you like you're nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a drone.
That's it. Doing a drone just above lots of mums and kids' heads. Like,
buzzing
idiot.
Them.
Buzzing,
like that.
You know, and you
and
sort
then
of
when they look at him in disdain, he just stares back at them and says, what?
Well, it's a drone, and it's a state-of-the-art.
It's 150 quid worth of drone, this.
That's it.
Don't touch that, please.
The sort of person. I mean, I know we've had drones.
Oh, I've had a drone.
I know your drone.
Oh, yeah, I'll send my drone up, you know.
Well, who have you been spying on with your drone most recently?
Well, Charlie Mullins.
Oh, Mullins.
I just wanted to see inside his house, you know.
It's all candelabras.
It's all crushed velvet.
In the vulgar.
At no point did
Charlie Mullins have any vulgar stuff in
it. No, it's all very tasteful.
Very tasteful.
If you are talking from Charlie Mullins' perspective.
That's it, yeah.
From my perspective, it's dog shit.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. His house is dog shit, right? It's...
Bloody nice bathroom. The plumbing is second to none.
You say that.
Go on. Physician, heal thyself. Go on.
The fixtures and fittings themselves it looks like Kim Jong-un's bathroom, right?
But
yes, I'll get the plumbing, the way the water works, and all the shower pressure.
The stack pipe.
And the way the stuff disappears down the bog, all the muck. That is all second to none.
Oh, right?
You go like that, press a button on the plumbing.
Bang, it's gone.
And that is very impressive. But all the porcelain and all that,
vulgar.
The bog itself is just a big, like, clamshell.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't want to sit on a clamshell, you know. I feel a bit self-conscious.
That's
like folding clamshell like that.
It's so vulgar.
Disgusting.
It's so vulgar. I went to Charlie Mullins' house. We had dinner there one night. It's all canned up. Served up a fucking swan. On a gold platter. Yeah.
What do you think of this? What do you think
what
of
is
this?
A what swan? I'm Charlie Mullins. I own Pimlico Plumbing.
I got it from France.
You got it from France.
There's nothing to do about
nothing
it.
Nothing to do about it. So anyway, halfway through the meal, we've had some.
What's he cooked up?
He's cooked up swan, golden chip.
Yeah, because it's all elegant food.
It's all elegant, marble peas, tiny little peas made of marble. I said, it's inedible, Charlie.
Yeah, but it looks good, doesn't it?
It looks good.
And it costs loads of money.
Of course, once you've eaten some of this inedible muck, I said, I've got to use the toilet. Now, obviously, when one uses the toilet, I wanted to see what it's like.
Yeah, you want to go in there, don't you?
Want to go in there. All right. The water pressure, the water pressure, Charlie.
You will not find better water pressure.
Oh, the beautiful state the art shower he's got with them big rose things on a
beautiful pressure.
Oh, great!
Yeah, no,
he's got the Aqualisa shower with the thermostat.
Power shower, different
settings. Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
And then all the pressure is the same.
It's the same throughout. Okay, went to wash my hands, right? At first, I thought, I'll have a go at this. Bang, water comes. It doesn't dribble out after a while.
Water,
it's sustainable because the key.
You weren't used to it.
That's his game.
You put your hand up.
It's gone
all over.
It's gone all over my balls now. But what I've done is I've looked round. When it comes to the fixtures,
this is what I'm talking about.
Common as muck.
Yeah, he thinks it's nice.
He's got a mat. Look, I love the Queen as much as anyone else.
Queen,
you know I love her.
I love the Queen.
A bidet in the shape of her head with her mouth open.
It's tasteless. And the water from the bidet, little fountain, comes up out of her tongue like that.
Has served this country. I don't want
years.
To sit on the Queen's face at 95 years old and have her spurt
water out my bum and clean my bum.
Get those marble peas out of my anus.
It's not fair.
I don't want it.
It's not fair.
It's not fair on her. The woman's had an anus horribilis and yet to look at my anus horribilis.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I've done a number two and I do need to use the bidet situation.
Well, if you've got a bidet, then you should use it.
Exactly.
If you've got the, because a lot of places don't give you that option.
Exactly.
But if you've got an option to wash
your bum, you've got to. And particularly at his place, you want to try.
You want to use all the bidets.
Anyway, I've turned off the water, goes off bang like that. And as I've gone away, I've said, Your Majesty, I do apologise for cleaning my arse
on your face.
What's he done? He's got a thing, and it's probably someone like Janet Brown or something. He's done an impression. You are welcome, my servant.
Your bum is now clean.
Your bum
room is now clean.
Yes.
Philip and I, Philip and I say your bum is clean.
Your bum is clean.
Exactly. And I got back down to the table. He's just serving up some gold mousse for pudding with a sprinkling of silver, hundreds and thousands.
But they're actually silver.
It was proper silver, iron filings. And I get down, he's tipped me the wink. He's gone,
Mullins.
What do you think? Mullins has gone. I said it's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Actually disgusting. I'm not talking about the water pressure, Charlie.
Which is brilliant.
Yes. Oh, fair enough. Yes. I said, but it is disgusting.
Oh, you know, I went in there.
Yeah.
Charlie Mullins, because he invited me round for dinner.
To celebrate Brexit.
Yeah. I didn't really want to go, but I thought, well, it's a good chance to go around and
see the plumbing
and that. Yeah, cool. Anyway, I said to him, Charlie, do you mind if I have a bath, right? he says, no.
Be my guest.
I'd love you to have a bath. Yeah. He says, come, tell me what you think of the new bath I've had done.
God,
yeah, come on. I'm like, all right, okay. And, you know, and I saw when I was up there, I saw the Queen's face and her mouth open and that for my bum. I thought, no, I'm going to use the bath.
Yeah.
And he's got the bath, right? He's made it out of Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles, right? And they are sat. He sat there like that. Right?
Yeah.
And then she sat at the other end, and they're holding hands. It's and that's the sound of the bath. It's and you've got to sit in there, and you put your head back, and Charles's face is right there, and you're looking at Camilla.
Yeah.
And the water pressure is fantastic.
It's two tits, isn't it?
And then you turn a nose, right, and the water comes out of the tits, right? Which is very nice.
It's vulgar. I mean,
it's absolutely vulgar. The pressure of the water, the way it comes out of the tits, is like, all right, fair enough. Yeah. That is good, right? Yeah. And also, when you take the plug out, the water's gone.
Yeah.
Like, very, very quick.
That's
but it's the actual act of sitting in the bath.
And twiddling with Camilla's tits.
Twiddling with Camilla's tits.
Yeah.
And the plug hole, right?
Yeah.
The plug hole is the end of Charles's knob, right? Which is just feels wrong to be sat in there. I mean, I know he's a royalist, I know he loves the royal family and stuff, but I don't want to be bathing with Charles and Camilla.
It's treason.
And sitting on the Queen's face.
It's treasonable.
It's treasonous. That's what I said when I went back down afterwards, when he gave me a cup of tea in the shape of Prince Andrew. I said, hey, I'm not touching that.
That's right. Yeah.
And what you've done up there in the bathroom is treasonous.
Yeah,
and he knows that as well.
Absolutely. And I said, when it comes to drying my hands on Princess Margaret's bum, I don't like that either. Disgusting.
The water pressure is fantastic. And you know that.
Yeah, of course he does. That's how he does it.
That's how he gets around.
But, that Princess Margaret thing, he put it on reverse, it blew them the eyebrows of his off. He's done it the wrong way. When it comes to wiring, he's not good at wiring.
No, he's not an electrician. No, I mean, you'd think he'd know electricians and stuff, but he doesn't.
No,
it's a death trap.
Yeah,
like,
it is. But you'll find that with a lot of, these stars, so-called...
Industry stars,
you know.
I think of some others.
Well, Dyson.
Dyson.
I went round his house, and you often find these people. For someone who's got a vacuum cleaner,
everywhere. I said, why
don't
you use the Dyson?
He's like, never mind that. I'm yours, Europe. I said, why don't you leave Europe alone for one second?
You dirty soul.
I run my fingers round his wainscoting.
Right.
And, it's all dust He's like, oh, never mind that. I said, Sir James, for someone who...
Are you embarrassed?
I mean, my poor wife, she sat down, she's looking for this cat hairs on the floor.
I couldn't let people there.
Spouting about industry and Brexit.
But I'm saying you're making hoovers.
I don't know whether he eats his crust. tossed on the floor. He will not eat his crust. Just left on the floor.
Well, don't eat your crust. Okay, don't chuck it on the floor.
Don't invite me round.
Exactly.
I mean, the stuff is all Monopoly bits on the floor.
Cat shit everywhere. Mouse droppings on the floor when I went round. I said, why don't you dicing it up with your Hoover?
Yeah.
He says, listen, it's none of your business, okay? I have mouse droppings.
That's it.
If I want mouse droppings on the floor, I'll have them.
It's
floor,
Angela
right?
Merkel this, up yours to Laws that.
Exactly, the Japanese, this, that, and the other. To be honest with you, I don't understand where he stands politically. I don't know.
No,
I mean, he's all over the place, that one. And it is shown in the state of his house. As they say, the state of your house often reflects what's going on in your head. His head must be an absolute state because his house stinks.
Yeah.
And it's like there's muck everywhere.
There's muck everywhere.
Despite him having 15 Dyson Hoovers in the house.
Well, you look around, they're in the packaging. Beautiful, Bristol. You remember you went round to Wetherspoons, that picture of Wetherspoons. What's his name? Martin.
He looks like
a bad professor.
Looks like Mel Gibson in Leave the West.
Him. What's his name? Martin. Tim Martin.
Tim Martin,
God. Captain of British industry.
Captain of British industry.
I went round there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Serving booze to drunks.
You know his house is exactly the same interior of one of his horrible pubs.
Oh, yeah, all sticky carpet.
All sticky floral carpet.
No music allowed.
Obligatory nuggets. Trying to hit himself next to the fruit machine.
Yeah, bashing himself in
the head.
He
goes, you want some curry?
All right, Pete.
she left me. No, you think you're better than me. It's like, who's that? He says,
he just don't want to give him a drink. Give him a drink. Very respectful.
You can't, he says to me, do you want a drink? I said, all right. He said, well, it's 10 deep at the bar with one person serving, it'll be half an hour, yeah? Just loads of people with their money going, excuse me. Can I have one of your horrible cheap curries, please?
He's got five fruit machines in the living room.
That's it.
You can't win on any of them.
No, that's it. And then you've got all those people behind the bar.
Have you had dinner at his house?
Oh, Christ. I did, two weeks ago. Go on, what did you have then?
He says, what would you like for dinner? I says, I don't know, you tell me. So he serves me up a Jalfrezi, right, and a pint of beer, right? That's what he gives me.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was slop. It came in this, like, one of them, like, metal bowls with a bread on the side, and he stuck it down on the table, which he'd just given a cursory wipe with a damp cloth, right?
Yeah,
and
it was sticky.
The table was sticky,
you know.
And then he served it with tomato ketchup, and I thought, listen. Right, yeah. And then it had a little British flag stuck in the curry.
Yeah.
I was like, "What? So what? You said you got mixed messages in it?
It's been the erudite Paul. I don't think so.
Don't worry about it. Just eat it. You know."
That's right. Oh, I forgot how we. That's right.
Don't worry about it. Just get it down you.
If you don't like it,
you can piss off
out and get a job at a supermarket, is what he said, didn't he?
Exactly, yeah. But what a charming fella.
But it's crazy when him and Charlie Mullins and that lot all get together for dinner. Oh, it's a mess. It's disgusting.
All sitting around talking about the royal family.
Celebrating the royal family.
And it's saying how good Britain is.
Ironically, then going up and washing their bot on the Queen's speedo.
Oh, God. They are a mess psychologically, that lot.
Of course they are.
Anyway, we haven't covered any of the issues.
There were so many issues we wanted to cover, but I think it needed to... Was there anything... What did you want to quickly ask me? Because you were going into all fantasies, wasn't it? Do you remember yourself?
Yeah, but I will ask you these things, but I won't ask you here.
Oh.
Because this is flim-flam.
Yeah.
I think what I'll do is I'll ask you over on Patreon.
Oh, so we
can discuss the important stuff that's going on in our edge over there.
Oh, well, how would people
Patreon.com or co.uk and they go Angelos and Barry
and pay a very little
amount. I mean, you can get real gold for like £1.50 a month.
Something like that.
It's ridiculous.
Please go over there, patreon.com/Angelos and Barry or something like that.
I mean, if you can't type a few goals in on, you know, online...
If you haven't got the gumption to go to patreon.com and look us up, then you don't deserve
to get what we're going to give you, which is going to be absolute gold.
I mean, it sort of proves that we're not mercenary because we can't even remember the address of the bloody thing.
This is very much a take it or leave it option. You know, we put the ball firmly in your court. And if you want to wish it back, then you can. And if you don't want to, then just leave it, put it in your pocket and go home.
Go home, yeah. Don't bring a gun to a knife fight, whatever the expression is.
Exactly. So this should
get off the potty, shit or get off the potty.
Shit or get off the potty.
Lots of love. I hope this has helped.
I can't see why I wouldn't have done.
And just to be fair to the Captain Industry, Amstrad is a perfectly wonderful company, as is Pimlico Plumbers.
Wonderful. I use it regularly.
Wetherspoon is one of the finest low quality pubs in the country. What a beautiful collection of pubs. And Dyson, they do the trick if
you use good suction hoovers.
Don't forget to use them though.
Don't leave them in the box. Take them out the box. Give it a whip round. Until next time. Bye 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 baby. Bye bye.
Hello, my name is Pete Ellison. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello, and we do a podcast called Friends with Friends, as you might have guessed from the music that's playing underneath, which is a sort of lo-fi rendition of the Friends theme tune for rights reasons. We get a different guest on every week on our podcast to talk about their favourite episode of Friends.
And we look through it in excruciating detail. We pick through levels of plots like no one has ever done before.
So if you like Friends, or just listening to people talking, which are both valid activities, do look us up on the old podcast apps and that. Friends with Friends, and we're on Twitter @FriendsWF.